圣餐礼是主耶稣在最后跟门徒所逾越节的筵席上所设立。
The Lord Jesus Christ first instituted the Holy Communion during the last Passover feast he had with his disciples.
他交代门徒要常常去遵行。
And he commanded the disciples to practice it as often as possible.
主耶稣升天以后，他选召了保罗。
After the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he chose Paul.
还有借着启示详细向保罗阐明圣餐的道理。
And through revelations, the Lord gave Paul detailed instructions on, detailed teachings on the Holy Communion.
所以我们现在也遵照主的吩咐，要常常举办圣餐。
That is why today, according to the Lord's command, we also observe the Holy Communion as often as we can.
我们办圣餐有两个很重要的意义。
There are two very important significance to observing the Holy Communion.
第一个就是来纪念主耶稣的恩典，纪念他的大爱为我们死。
The first is to remember the great love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and his death for us.
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
23节。
Verse 23.
到25节。
Verse 23 to 25.
哥林多前书十一章23节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”25节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这个杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”主耶稣在逾越节受难之前，跟门徒所逾越节的筵席。
Before his suffering, the Lord Jesus Christ observed the Passover feast with his disciples.
他拿起无酵饼祝谢了，把擘给门徒。
He took the unleavened bread, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples.
然后拿起葡萄珠祝谢了，分给门徒喝。
Likewise, he took the grape juice, gave thanks, and distributed to his disciples to drink.
他说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
He said, "This is my body.Which is broken for you.
这是我的血，为你们流出来，跟你们所立的新约。
This is the cup of the new covenant, and this is the my blood which is poured out for you.
所以你们要常常举办，为的是纪念我。
This do as often as you do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣本来是天上住荣耀的真神。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was the gloriousTrue God in heaven.
天地万物是他所创造的。
He created the heavens and the earth.
但是他为着爱我们世人，道成肉身来到世界。
But because he loves us, the people of this world, he came to this world in flesh.
在一生当中受尽各样的苦。
Throughout his life, he suffered many kinds of sufferings.
出生在马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
长大在贫穷的木匠家庭。
He grew up in a poor carpenter's home.
他一生当中常经忧患，多受痛苦。
He experienced many afflictions and troubles in his life.
最后还担当我们的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
And ultimately, for our sins, he was nailed on the cross.
他甘愿来背负我们一切的罪担。
He willingly bore all of our sins.
最后还到阴间呢，替我们人人尝了死味。
Finally, he even went to Hades to taste the bitter death for us.
本来人犯了罪以后啊，所以带来咒诅。
Curse came to the human race because of sin.
人一生劳苦患难重担。
That is why human life is filled with toil and sorrow.
最后死亡临到。
And we have to face death in the end.
不只是这样，死后还要受到永远的刑罚。
Not only so, after we die, we have to face the eternal condemnation.
但是他为着爱我们，
However,
来为我们牺牲。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loves us. That is why He laid down His life for us.
说圣经里面说啊，人为朋友舍命，没有爱心比这个更大的。
The Bible tells us that there is no greater love than this for a friend to lay down his life for another.
但是当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣替我们死了，神的爱就这样显明出来。
While we were still sinners, our Lord Jesus Christ died for us, and this is a demonstration of God's love.
说神既然不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们死了。
If God did not spare His own Son, but gave Him for us all.
他还会保留什么不给我们的呢？
What would he reserve for himself?
所以我们的神就是这样爱我们。
This is how much God loves us.
我说我们要借着圣餐礼的时候再一番来思想主的爱。
So during this Holy Communion, let us ponder again upon the love of our Lord.
保罗说我们要求主啊，让我们心里的力量刚强起来。
Paul reminds us to pray for the strengthening of our inner being.
让我们了解耶稣基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that we can comprehend the length, the width, the height, and the depth of the love of our Lord.
让这个爱能够常常在我们的心中啊，来激励我们。
So that this love can constantly compel us in our hearts.
让我们不要再为自己来活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
说要为着那爱我们、为我们死而复活的主来活。
But for the Lord who loved us and who died for us and was risen to life.
保罗本身啊，受主耶稣的爱激励。
Paul himself was constrained by God's love.
因为他说啊，耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
He once said, "The Lord Jesus loves me and He died for me."
所以把他一生啊的生命、时间啊，全部的奉献出来。
That's why he dedicated his entire life to the Lord.
我们也应当啊，思想怎样来报答主的爱。
We likewise also need to think about how to repay our Lord's love.
啊，怎样立志为主而活
？And how to determine to live for Him.
我们举办圣餐第二个意义啊，就是来领受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血。
The second significance of observing the Holy Communion is to partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus.
请看哥林多前书第十章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十六节。
Verse 16.
跟十七节
and verse 17.
哥林多前书十章十六节
First Corinthians chapter 10 verses 16 and 17.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？十七节
17.
我们虽多仍是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。我们领受圣餐呢，是在主耶稣的身体、主耶稣的宝血里面有份联合在一起。
When we partake of the Holy Communion, we have a communion with the blood and the body of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说啊，他是生命的粮食从天上降下来的。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that He was the bread of life who came down from heaven.
因为犹太人说啊，我们的祖宗摩西啊，把玛拿赐给他们。
The Jews said, our forefather Moses gave us manna.
那你能够行什么更伟大的神迹啊，来让我们相信你呢？
So they asked Jesus, what greater sign can you perform so that we may believe in you?
耶稣说，我是天上的生命粮。是为着带给人生命树下来的。
Then Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I came to bring life to you."
所以我们唯有领受耶稣基督，才能够得到生命。
That is why we must receive our Lord Jesus Christ to receive life.
耶稣说：“你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
”The Lord Jesus said, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood."
啊，这样才有生命在你们里面。
To have life in you.
犹太人说啊，这个人怎么说他要把他的肉给我们吃，把他的血给我们喝呢？
The Jews said among themselves, how can this man say that he will give us his flesh and blood to eat and drink?
他们说啊，这些话太难了，所以有的人就厌弃他，离弃他。
So they concluded this is such a hard saying, and as a result many of them despised him.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们。
Jesus said to them,Truly, I tell you,
吃我肉喝我血的人才有生命在他们里面。
Whoever eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood has life, has my life in them.
他在末日的时候才能够让他们复活。
And he will be raised on the last day.
因为我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink.
真的对当时的犹太人，他们实在没有办法了解。
This was something that the Jews at that time could not comprehend.
但是耶稣说啊，我的话是灵，是生命。
But Jesus said, my words are spirit and life.
意思说啊，你们不是要吃我这个肉体上的肉。
That means,
物质上的肉，物质上的血。
That means Jesus wasn't asking them to eat his physical flesh and blood.
因为领受物质上的这些东西啊，是没有益处的。
Because what is physical and material would not benefit them in any way.
所以有领受属灵的主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血啊，才能够带给我们永远的生命。
But if we partook of the spiritual body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we will have eternal life.
所以我们今天照耶稣的吩咐。
Today, according to the Lord's command,
那这种无酵饼。
We use an unleavened bread.
经过注谢以后，灵里面就成为主耶稣的身体。
We give thanks for the bread, and that bread becomes the body of our Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual sense.
当我们领受了以后，就能够跟主耶稣的生命连接在一起。
And when we partake of this communion, our life is united with that of Jesus.
我们都是卑贱的，但是主耶稣是荣耀尊贵的。
We are lowly vessels, but our Lord Jesus Christ is glorious and honorable.
我们主要遵照主的吩咐，这个恩典应许就会临到我们身上。
We simply need to obey the Lord Jesus' command, and this blessing will come upon us.
带给我们属灵丰盛的生命跟福利。
And it will also bring to us abundant spiritual life and vitality.
我们知道主耶稣的身体是永活的。
As we know, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal.
虽然他曾经为我们担罪而死。
Even though he once took up our sins and died for us.
但他说啊，没有人可以夺去我的生命。
He said, no one can take away my life.
我可以把我的生命为人类舍掉了。
I lay down my life for the human race.
但是我也可以把我的生命拾回来。
But I can likewise take the life back.
因为神不会叫他的身体就见朽坏。
For God would not allow his Holy One to see corruption.
所以第三天以后，他就从死里复活。
That is why on the third day the Lord Jesus was risen to life.
成了复活初熟的果子。
So he became the risen first fruit.
所以我们领受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血。
That is why as we partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的生命要在我们里面。
His life will come into us.
当末日的时候，我们要像他一样从死里复活。
And on the last day, we, like him, will also resurrect from the dead.
活着的人啊，就逐渐改变成为荣耀的身体，跟他一样。
Those who are still alive will be transformed into a glorious spiritual body to be like Jesus.
那个时候，我们就要永远跟主同住。
Then we shall be with the Lord forever.
所以领受圣餐是一个非常大的福分，非常大的恩典。
Therefore, receiving the Holy Communion is a great grace and blessing.
过去以色列人他们不可以随便的不守逾越节。
The Israelites were required to observe the Passover.
今天呢、啊，我们也不可以没有理由的不守圣餐。
Likewise, today we cannot ignore and neglect the Holy Communion.
因为不守圣餐呢、啊，会失掉很多的福分。
If we pass on this opportunity to partake of the communion, we are passing on a great chance to be blessed.
但是我们领受了圣餐以后，我们知道主耶稣的爱。
After we partake of the Holy Communion, we need to remember the love of our Lord.
所以我们就要更加的爱主。
And we need to love him even more.
因为这个血是，这个圣餐是主耶稣给我们用他的血所立的新约。
The Holy Communion is a covenant the Lord Jesus established with us through his blood.
所以我们所圣餐的人就要尽到所约的本分。
So we as partakers of this communion must fulfill our part as partakers of the covenant.
主耶稣主动跟我们立约，把福分赐给我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ initiated the covenant and promised to bless us.
他永远是不会背约的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ will never deny his covenant.
主要我们恒守这个约啊，主的恩典就会不断的源源临到我们身上。
As long as we abide by the covenant, God's blessings will always be upon us.
旧约时代, 神曾借着牛羊的血跟以色列民立约。
In the Old Testament, God established covenants with his people through the blood of goats and bulls.
但圣经里面说啊, 他们是应着景象的百姓。
But as the Bible says, these were stiff-necked people.
所以他们常常违背神的律法。
They constantly rebelled against the law of God.
因为他们废弃了跟神之间的约。
They abolished the covenant they had with God.
所以希伯来书里面说啊,
so as recorded in Hebrews, God eventually forsook them.
所以说啊, 比旧约更美。
The covenant we have received today is better than the old covenant.
因为不是借着牛羊的血立的。
Because this new covenant is not established by the blood of bulls and goats.
而是借着主耶稣啊, 无瑕无处的宝血来立的。
But through the unblemished blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看希伯来书10章26节。
Please read Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26.
希伯来书10章26节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26.
10章26节到29节。
Hebrews 10:26-29.
因为我们得知真道以后, 若故意犯罪, 罪的祭就在没有了。27节。人甘愿摩西的律法凭两三个见证人尚且不得连续而死。29节。何况人践踏神的儿子将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常。 又亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？说违背旧约啊，都要受咒诅刑罚。
Those who violated the old covenant were under a curse and had to be punished.
那现在我们跟主借着他的宝血啊，重新立了新约。
Today, we have re-established a new covenant with our Lord Jesus through his blood.
所以如果我们故意犯罪离弃真道,
if we sin willfully now and reject the truth,
说毁坏了我们跟神之间的约,
then we are violating the covenant that we have with God.
把这个血啊, 当作平常,
we are treating the blood of the covenant a common thing.
说就再没有赎罪祭了。
Then there will be no more sacrifice of atonement.
将来所要受的刑罚是何等的重。
And how much worse punishment will we expect?
所以我们要恒守遗嘱所立的约。
So we must persistently keep the covenant we have with our Lord.
罗马书说神对那些跌倒的人是严厉的。
According to Romans, God is harsh towards those who fall.
对你是有恩慈的。
Or those who stumble, but he is gracious to us.
只要我们恒守在主的爱中。
As long as we remain in the love of God.
再看希伯来书11章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
26节。
Verse 26.
希伯来书11章26节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 26.
你们每逢喝这饼。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书11章26节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26.
你们每逢喝这饼、吃这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。27节。
Verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。28节。
28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯，因为人吃喝的不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。说我们在举办圣餐，吃主的杯、饼、喝主的杯的时候，是在宣告主的死。
During the Holy Communion, as we partake of the bread and the cup of our Lord, we are declaring proclaiming the death of our Lord.
所以我们不只是思念啊，主耶稣替我们死。
Not only should we remember the Lord's death for us.
因为主耶稣的救恩呢、啊，是要带给万人得到永恒的福气。
The salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ is brought to the whole human race.
所以我们更要立志啊，积极宣告主耶稣为所有的罪人死了。
So we should also actively proclaim how our Lord Jesus Christ has died for all sinners.
努力地传扬福音。
And labor for the work of the gospel.
啊，能够让更多人呢、啊、一起来领受福音的好处。
So that more people can join us in receiving the grace of the gospel.
保罗说啊，凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
Paul said that he did everything for the sake of the gospel.
啊，为着要让众人得到福音的好处。
So that others may share in its blessings.
所以我传福音没有什么可夸可的。
He said, I have nothing to boast when I preach the gospel.
因为这个责任已经托付在我身上。
For this commission has been entrusted to me.
啊，主要我传就有赏赐。
If I preach, he said, I have reward.
所以他说，我立志不晓得别的。
And he said he resolved not to know anything else.
我只知道耶稣基督跟他的十字架救恩。
Except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
这在犹太人跟希腊人呐、啊、都认为是愚拙的道理。
This teaching is considered foolishness to the Jews and the Greeks.
但是在信的人呐、啊、却是神的大能。
For those who believe, it is the power of God.
所以神的借着这个福音呐、啊，尤其。在末世，借着我们把全备的福音呢、啊，要把它传扬出去。
In this end time, our Lord Jesus Christ will use us to spread His gospel.
我们每一个人在领受圣餐的时候啊，都要立志啊，负起传福音的使命。
So as each one of us observes the Holy Communion, let us make a resolution to preach the gospel.
所以我们要常常举办圣餐，一直等到主耶稣基督再来。
And we ought to observe the Holy Communion until the day of the Lord's return.
虽然我们在地面上办圣餐，但是我们的盼望是将来天上永生的福气。
Even though we are on earth observing the communion, our hope is in the eternal blessing in heaven.
好像以色列人在埃及所逾越节。
The Israelites observed a Passover feast in Egypt.
但是他们的心呢、啊、是在迦南地。
But their hearts were set on the promised land of Canaan.
所以我们也要常常以天上的事为念。
Likewise, we also need to set our hearts and minds on the things in heaven.
常常警醒预备啊，准备主耶稣来迎接。
And let us watchfully prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming.
因为我们的主是圣洁的。
Our Lord is holy.
唯有圣洁的人将来才能够安然见主。
Only those who are holy can see the Lord with confidence.
所以我们要立住遵守神的道，过圣洁的生活。
So we must determine to live by the word of God and live in holiness.
将来主耶稣要把绵羊跟山羊分开。
On that day, the Lord Jesus will separate the sheep from the goats.
对那些有爱心的绵羊说，你们可以进到神在创世以来所预备的国度。
To those people with love, he will say, "You may come into the eternal kingdom which my Father has prepared since the foundation of the world."
说因为他们有爱心呐、啊，啊，坐在弟兄姐妹的身上，也就是坐在主耶稣基督的身上。
These sheep were people who have love, who practice love upon their brothers, which is.Practicing love upon Jesus Himself.
就是叫我们要常常殷勤竭力多做主工。
The Bible teaches us to diligently serve the Lord.
所以他说有一个王啊要出远门。
The Lord Jesus gave a parable in which a king went out to a far country.
所以他把家业就分给他的仆人来管理。
Before he left, he gave he entrusted his possessions to his managers or stewards.
每个人按照他们的才干所领受的职责不一样。
And each of them received a different portion of the possessions according to their talents or gifts.
后来主人回来了，就要跟他们算账。
When the master returned, when the king returned, he settled an account with them.
那领五千的又赚了五千。
The one who received 5 talents earned another 5 talents.
连两千的又赚了两千。
The one who received 2 talents earned another 2 talents.
主人很高兴说、啊：“你们是又忠心又良善的仆人。
”The master was very delighted and said, "You are good and faithful servants."
虽然你们在不多的事上忠心，我要把更多的事情交在你们管理。
You have been faithful over little things, and I will entrust upon you more things.
你可以进到神的国里面享受那个福乐。
You may come into my kingdom to enjoy the blessings.
但那个领一千的, 他却把它埋葬起来。
But the one who received one talent buried his talent.
主人很生气说, 你是一个又恶又懒的仆人。
The master was outraged and said to him, You are a wicked and lazy servant.
把一千抢过来给那个一万的。
And he snatched away the one talent he had and gave it to the one who had ten
talents. 然后叫人把他捆绑起来丢在黑暗里面哀哭切齿了。
And he had him bound and cast into the utter darkness where there was gnashing, weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主耶稣说啊, 有的还要加给他, 没有的连他所有的都要夺走。
So Jesus concluded, to him who has, more will be added to him. But the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
我们能够善尽我们本分，尽到主耶稣交托给我们的职责。
So let us utilize what we have been given and put the responsibility to into effect.
主耶稣会加添我们更多的恩赐跟能力。
And if we do so, the Lord Jesus will give us even more grace and gifts.
让我们做更美好的工，将来得更美的赏赐。
So that we may do even better work and receive greater reward.
所以盼望我们弟兄姊妹，大家都能够把 圣餐里的一些道理啊，能够行在我们的生活当中。
So may all of our brothers and sisters put into practice the teachings of the Holy Communion.
盼望主耶稣有一天来的时候，我们都能够安然见主，红红火火进神的国。
It's our hope that when our Lord Jesus Christ returns on that day, we will all see the Lord in confidence and enter his kingdom joyfully.